In Sota, we had a Gemara in Sota, Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara was contrasting the difference between and how mitzvahs offer. I mean, how did the whole thing begin? It began because the Isha Sota, who obviously is seriously held accountable for her improper and immoral behavior, nonetheless, the Gemara says that sometimes a schus can protect her, and the Gemara says, "Well, what kind of schus?" And the Gemara begins to discuss. There's a schus of a mitzvah. There's a schus of Torah, and the Gemara gave this beautiful mashal that we started to expound upon last time, of a person who's trying to find the way through the dark, and how the light is able to protect them somewhat, and the rising sun in the morning protects them further, and yet they still need to make it to the crossroads to kind of find their way. So he started to explain this whole beautiful Gemara, how Torah has an eternal quality to it, that Torah is not bound by the guf, as opposed to a mitzvah which is bound by the guf, and Torah which transcends time, as opposed to mitzvos which operate within time. Okay, so now we continue the Gemara's drasha, where the Gemara cites the pasuk "Miyisalechecha tancheosach," that through one's journeys, through one's travels, the Torah will guide a person. It's a pasuk in Mishlei and Perek Vav, in the same, right there by Kiner Mitzvah Torah Or. So "Miyisalechecha tancheosach pirsh." Sometimes a person finds himself in a threatening situation, some form of punishment, some form of danger. But it's not the type of danger where he's being pursued. It's not the type of danger where he feels greatly threatened. He doesn't need a hatsala gemura. He doesn't need some type of, major salvation. He just needs some type of guidance, some type of protection. He needs to avoid the pitfalls, the trouble that might be in front of him. He simply needs to avoid the danger. The danger is not chasing after him, but he can get himself into trouble. So he needs sometimes a person's in a situation where, if a little guidance, he's able to find the path to stay out of trouble. And he's able to navigate that path so that he shouldn't injure himself. Whoop. Sorry about that. The screen just jumped. Where did we go? Yeah. Okay, good. So he's able to navigate the path so he shouldn't get injured. Umidavar ze matzelas oso hamitzvah. So for this type of danger, where he's not being, attacked, he's not being pursued, he's not facing grave danger, a mitzvah can be enough of a salvation for such an individual. Kiner mitzvah. Right? A mitzvah is like that avuka, like that torch, going back to the mashal of Sota. Shenikres avuka mitam asher isbar lamala. It's like the torch, as we explained above. Right? A mitzvah is a ner, a mitzvah is an avuka. And again, if he's in the dark and he doesn't want to bump into something, again, the trees are not chasing after him, but he doesn't want to walk into a tree. The rocks are not trying to harm him, but he doesn't want to trip over a rock. So as long as he has a mitzvah, it's like a ner, it's like an avuka, it's like a torch to guide him along the path. So going back to the Gemara says when he is finding his way through the forest and he feels afraid and he comes across a torch or some type of light, so now he is saved from the thorns and the thistles. He's able to not walk into a ditch. But then there are other forces in the world, dangers, negative forces that are pursuing us. It's chasing after. It's rodef acharav, kamo halistim v'chayara, like the robbers who are lying in ambush, or like the wild animals of the forest that are trying to actively pursue him and harm him. She rode from acharei adam. There are things in this world that it's not enough to just watch out for them. You have to find a way to fight back or to truly distance yourself because they're pursuing you. Umidavar ze ein mitzvah megina alav, and a mitzvah doesn't serve as significant protection. It's not enough to protect. Aval haTorah shenikres or megina alav. Rather, he needs the light of day. Again, going back to our mashal, when he feels threatened in the forest from the robbers, he feels threatened from the wild animals. When the light of day comes, the animals retreat to their caves. The robbers return to their places. They're no longer looking to ambush. They try to do all that negative behavior in the dark of night. So that's what the Gemara said. When the sun rises, When the true Or, the Or Gomor of Torah, the Or Gomor of Day arises, so then he feels much more safe, even from those that are pursuing. Ki ha'amud ha'shachar hu Or Gomor. Because again, as opposed to the torch in his hand, which is limited, which will eventually burn out, the light of the sun, as far as we see it, is forever. Va'torah shi Or Gomor nikra Amud ha'shachar. So Torah is compared to Amud ha'shachar, again, in the sense that it's like a true light. Now this notion, there's a very long footnote here in the edition that I'm using. He writes in footnote 36, or Hartman writes, Chiddush gadol lemeidim anu midvarav. Just pause for a second and think about what the Maharal is saying here. The Maharal is saying that our greatest dangers can only be responded to through Limud Torah. Mitzvot are not sufficient to protect us. He writes, Vehu, in the footnote he writes here, She'efsharus hayechida lizgaber al yetzahara hurak al yedei Limud Torah. That when the Yetzirah is pursuing you, the only way to truly be victorious is through Limud Torah. It's actually very interesting. Why is it? It actually connects beautifully to this week's parsha. I'm just remembering now what Rav Chana Wasserman said, the student of the Chavetz Chaim, maybe Vishem the Chavetz Chaim, I don't remember. But why is it that Yaakov Avinu, of our three Avos, is the one who gets into a fight with the Malach of Esav? Avram is very into Chesed. You know what the Malach says about Chesed? Go do Chesed. That's nice. That's sweet. Go do Chesed. Yitzchak is the Amud HaAvoda. Yitzchak Mamish became a Karban. Yitzchak is the pillar of Tefillah. One of the pillars upon which the world stands. So the Malach says, you want to go do Tefillah? Go Daven. No problem. It's the Amud HaTorah, which is the most threatening to the Yetzer Hara. And therefore Yaakov Avinu, who is the Ish Tam Yoshev Oelim, Yaakov Avinu, who is the Torah personality, is the one who the Malach tries to fight. Because that's where the Malach needs to take a stand. Because Torah is the way that we defeat the Yetzirah. Barasi Torah Tavlin, right? Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin, the Gemara says in Kedushin. I made the Torah, I made the Yetzirah, and I made the Torah as the antidote. And then he says here, he writes in the footnote, and he's quoting from elsewhere in the writings of the Maharal, but it's a beautiful idea. We know that on Shavuos, the carbon of Shavuos is the Shtei HaLechem. Interestingly enough, we begin the process of Pesach, right, with the Karban HaOmer, and throughout Pesach, of course, we distance ourselves from Chametz. Comes along the Yom Tov Shavuos after counting 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, and all of a sudden we dafka bring a Karban, the Shtei HaLechem, which is a Karban of Chametz. And the question is, why are we inviting Chametz into our life? The Gemara compares Chametz to the Yetzer Hara. When the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Zayin tells us how Rav Alexandri would complete his Shrona Esrei, he would say, Hashem, I want to be a good Jew, but the Sa'or Shabbisa, the leaven in the dough gets in the way. What's the leaven in the dough? Rashi says, the Yetzer Hara in my heart. So why on the Yom Tov Shavuos do I bring out the Chametz? The Maharal explains, because on Shavuos, when we get the Torah, we're not afraid of the Yetzer Hara. We don't have to be nervous about the Yetzer Hara. Even though the Yetzer Hara is pursuing us. Again, a mitzvah can protect us from the pitfalls of life that we're going to stumble into on our own. But when the Yetzer Hara is chasing a person, when the Yetzer Hara is trying to destroy our truest connection to Hashem, which comes about through Limud Torah, through understanding the mind of Hashem, as it were, so therefore we have to fight back with Torah. So on Shavuos, which is the holiday that celebrates Torah, we dafka can bring a karban from Chametz because we're not afraid of the Yetzer Hara. We're not nervous about the Yetzer Hara. Okay? So that's the difference between, again, mitzvah, which offers a partial protection, it's a ner, ki ner mitzvah, but Torah is an Or Gomor. It's like the rising sun, which again illuminates the entire forest. Okay, good. Umasha amar ve'eni yodeya be'ezadach mahalech, but even after the wild animals and the robbers lying in ambush are no longer there to harm a person, the Gemara says, but a person could still be lost in the forest, I still don't know how to find my way. Peir she'ino omen al madriga achrona. He's not fully there yet. She nochach Hashem Yisbarach. He hasn't yet arrived. He's got the Torah by his side. That's his greatest weapon. But does he know how to use the Torah to find Hashem? Can he find the true derech, the derech that leads him directly to Hashem? Right? He wants to become nochach Hashem Yisbarach. He wants to be opposite, properly aligned with Hashem. And he doesn't know how to do that yet. He doesn't know how to go. He has not positioned himself entirely opposite a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says, until he comes to the crossroads. So what are these crossroads? Let's find out what these crossroads are. The Yira Ode, let's explain a little bit further. What exactly is this? Again, he's got the Torah. What is this inability to find the path? He's still trying to work his way through the forest. Again, he can see clearly. He's not going to walk into a thorn bush. He's not going to be attacked by a wild animal, but he's not yet home free. V'yira od ki ahefsed sheyagia la'adam yesh b'mikra v'yesh eino b'mikra. The failures of man fall into two categories. There are those which are somewhat happenstance, and there are those which are not mikra, which are not accidental. What does that mean? Hezik shehu b'mikra kamo ha'adam she'over b'gesher. Right, the moments of life that we find ourselves in, you know, again, in happenstance in the world of the Maharal doesn't really mean, you know, random. Right? But there's moments that we didn't anticipate. Imagine, he says, mikra, happenstance, a person's crossing a bridge, v'nivches ha'gesher, v'kiyotze b'zeh. And something happens that the bridge is damaged, right? One of the rungs falls out. He's walking across a rope bridge with wooden planks, right? And all of a sudden the bridge shifts. Right? Okay. No one could have predicted it. The bridge has been crossed many times. Davar zehu b'mikra. She'ilo lo halach l'sham lo nasa zeh. And furthermore, had he taken a different road, he never would have been on that bridge. And it never would have happened. Person gets into a car accident. God forbid, Rachman al-Litzlan. Obviously, everything is divinely ordained, and it's not random. But it's random. It's mikra. It's happenstance in the sense that what? That I could have left my house 5 minutes earlier. I could have left my house 5 minutes later. I could have traveled down a different road. Had Waze sent me down a different path. And I never would have been in this situation. A mitzvah presents a person from ending up what? From ending up in those accidental, you know, dangerous situations. Again, the thorn bush. That's the nail that pops your tire on the highway. Right? Had he not traveled there, that never would have happened. So that's what we call mikra. V'davar shu b'mikra eino mazik mo davar she'eino b'mikra. But a davar shu b'mikra is not like a davar she'eino b'mikra. It's not like something which is a little bit more directed at you. What does that mean? V'asher hu b'mikra mitzvah megina. Things that, you know, the random accidents of life, so to speak, mitzvahs will protect a person from one less flat tire on the highway. But then there's a hezik she'eino mikra. Then there's the type of damage or threat that, again, is not random. That is much more directed by Hashem at you. The hezek she'eino b'mikra, kamo she'avau chala'im ala adam lefi tivo. Right? It's not just that a person, you know, happened to travel down a road and happened to run over a nail and happened to get a flat tire. But it's an illness that aligns itself with the metzias of your body. Right? It's who you are. It's an illness that is true to, it's a heart condition that's true to your heart. It's an illness that's true to your physical makeup, right? It's not, oh, how did this happen to me? What do you mean? It's every bit a part of you. Shadavar ze eino tola b'mikra, right? It's much less random and it's much more precise. V'davar ze nikra listim v'chayera. Those are the things that are targeting us, so to speak, like the wild animal, like the robber who sees his target and he ambushes that individual. It pursues a person. So when the enemy again is targeting you, both in the sense that you're targeted and the enemy is pursuing, a mitzvah is not going to be enough of a protection. Only Torah protection can save a person from, again, from the things which are essential challenges that a person encounters in this world. Okay. Vika Amar, Davar Acher, Avera Mechaba Mitzvah, Ve'in Avera Mechaba Torah. So now let's go further with the Gemara. The Gemara further said that an Avera could extinguish a mitzvah, just like a candle out, but an Avera can't extinguish Torah, because Torah is compared to the source of Or. What does that mean? Kol Avera Hu Mitzar HaGuf. How does an Avera happen? An Avera happens because I've given in to the limitations, to the foolishness, right, to the desires of the body. I've surrendered to my body. I haven't act soul, I've used my body, and my body has led me astray. Shalyado Bahavera. Vilakach mevateles haver mitzvah shosu b'guf. So a mitzvah which I also do body, sort of mida keneged mida, they cancel each other out. The Avera done with the body cancels out the mitzvah that was done with the body. Aval ein avera shi mais guf mechabe u mekalkelis limara Torah. But Aveira can't extinguish Torah. It can't damage the Torah. Why? Because an Aveira takes place on the level of Guf, and Torah takes place on the level of Seichel. Which again, in the Maharal's language, not only the mind, the intellect, it's also that, but it means the level of Neshama. Shuhulala, ve'ein ha-guf magia ad sham. And therefore the body, even with all of its shortcomings, the Averis that the body does, cannot damage the Torah, which emanates, or which touches, the part of the soul. U'maksha me'resha dekatani sha'mitzvah magina lefisha, u'mashma rak b'shas ma'itza ha'mitzvah magina. So then the Gemara circles back, and the Gemara again says, okay, well, a mitzvah only offers temporary protection, and it perhaps only offers protection at the time that a person is performing the mitzvah. Umetaret Rav Yosef, mitzvah be'idna da'asik ba migna, perish. A mitzvah protects a person be'idna da'asik ba, at the moment that he's involved in it. What does that mean? Again, perish. B'makum she'ein tzarech rak hagana. In a place, in a situation, where a person only needs, again, minor protection. At the moment I'm actively involved in a mitzvah, so I'm engaged in spiritual work, godly work, a person deserves that type of protection. At the moment that I'm working for God, right, I'm working for the king, so the king is protecting me. But at the moment that I'm not doing the mitzvah is, again, like that candle that can go out, is only limited in its protection. The first opinion says, Haganahu de Magina avalina matzeles. The mitzvah can still offer temporary, some type of minor protection, but it can't save me at that point. Bitam asher esbar lamala, because of the limitations of the mitzvah. Ki ha mitzvah kevin shi beguf hi lizman. Because since the mitzvah, again, is bound to body, and the body is, by definition, temporary, so to the protection is only lizman, for a period of time. V'had da'amar sha mitzvah hi lefi shah, le'inin hatzala ka'amar. And when we say that the mitzvah, again, is only temporary, that's with regard to hatzala. It can't provide that greater salvation. V'atorah kevin she'ein agashmis, but the Torah, because, again, the Torah is not physical, the Torah speaks to the soul, hi matzeles ha'olam, the soul is forever, and therefore the protection of a mitzvah, of Torah study, is forever. That was the first opinion of Rav Yosef. Rav said, Torah, while you're involved in it, both protects and saves. And at the time that you're not actively involved in Torah, by removing one's mind from the pure spiritual encounter of Torah, it still can protect, but it can no longer, right? Rava bumps it down a level. Rava says, Torah also, when you're not involved in it, it can't provide that hatzala. A mitzvah, by definition, is more limited to the point that what? That a mitzvah can only achieve that minor level of hagana, of protection, but it can't provide that broader salvation. And when we use the lashon that a mitzvah is only lefi shah, what that means is that it protects, but it can't save, can't bring that higher level saving. Okay, fine. Let's get to the parsha's drachim. So again, this is his reading of the Gemara, again of Rava and Rav Yosef. Again, to what degree they can protect both at the time that you're involved in it and the time that you're not involved in it. But either way, a mitzvah is lefisha. A mitzvah is by definition more limited, and a Torah is more long-lasting, either in the sense that it can provide the greater salvation, or it can even provide salvation at the moment that you're not actively involved in it. Good, let's get to the last step of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, V'ka'amar higia l'parshas drachim. When you reach the crossroad, then you're finally safe. What is the crossroads? What does that represent? Perish. Parshas drachim nikra hamadrega hamiyuchedes she'in lahasar v'netaya klal min Hashem Yisbarach. Reaching the crossroads means I finally arrived at God. I've used the Torah as my tool, as my weapon, to fight off the bad guys, to find my way through the forest, and to have that face-to-face, so to speak, encounter with Hashem. U'vishvil kach nikra parshas drachim. That's what it means to find the road. Ratzalomar. Haderech hamiyuchad v'hanivdal mishar drachim. To find the correct road, the road that is set apart from the other roads, right? The ultimate road, Yes, all the roads are pointing us in the right direction, but I want to reach the goal. The goal is to have dveikus ba'Hashem. Asher bo yagil l'machoz chevso. V'shuv lo yate yaminu smol. Not to deviate to the right or to the left, but to truly be face to face with Hashem. So what is the Parshas Drachim in terms of an acquired midah? So the Gemara gave, I believe, three opinions we had. Rav Chista said, it's a Talmud Chacham v'yom ha-misa. It's a Talmud Chacham who makes it to the final day of his life. Kasher ha-odam v'gufo ha-chomri ein omid v'madreg ha-myuched ha-sachrona. Rav Chista says, only on the day of death when you leave your body behind completely, then I can truly be with Hashem. Aval b'yom ha-misa b'stalik ha-guf oz nafsho omedes ha-madreg ha-myuchedes. Shinochach Hashem l'gamri. Finding the crossroads, finally arriving, is so to speak transitioning from this world to the next world, leaving the trappings of the body behind, and being nothing other than the soul that returns to its supernal source, going back to Hashem. Rav Nachman said, "What is the Parshas Drachim? Zet Talmud Chacham v'Yiraschet. It's not enough to study Torah, but it has to inform what the Torah has to create a sense of awe and fear of sin." Ki af sheyesh bo chachma mitzvos, tzarach sheyeh zeh im Hashem yisbarach, even though I learn a lot and I do mitzvos, but it needs to bring me to what? To tremble before God, to be afraid of averos. That's the Parshas Drachim. That's the derech ha-miyuchad, shunochach Hashem. I could learn a lot of Torah and I could still do a lot of averos, so that clearly I'm not using Torah to be in the presence of Hashem. That's what Yirah Shamayim is, shuhu im Hashem yisbarach legamri. Yirah Shamayim means to stand with awe before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mibli natiya mimenu, again, not to deviate from Hashem. That's Rav Nachman's definition of Parshas Drachim. And lastly, the Gemara told us a third opinion. Marzutra says that the Parshas Drachim is the Masich Shmaitza Aliba de Hilchasa. A person who learns Torah, Halacha Lamaisa. Again, he wants to apply the Torah to his life. Ki ha-halacha hi derech ha-yashar v'derech ha-emes. If we learn that Torah generally is the path of Yashar, and Torah generally is the Derech HaEmes, well, the more so, when I can sift through the different opinions, and I can come to the correct halachic conclusion. Ki ha-halacha hi ha-derech ha-yashar v'derech ha-emes. Aval em eino masik shmaitza aliba de-hilchasa. But when I'm still in that convoluted world of too many opinions, even though, yes, it's all Torah, afal gav shagam hu Torah, ein ze madrega achrona miyuchedes, but I don't know how to live it. And therefore, I'm not fully with Hashem. When I come to that Shmaitza Aliba Dilchasa, when my Torah learning has reached that practical conclusion, then once again I'm Nochach Lifnei Hashem, without deviating to the right or deviating to the left. Let's finish the parak. Vizbar bezeh. And therefore, what have we learned? In summation, Eich HaTorah Hi Hamora Derech Lehevias Adam L'Chayalam Hava. Once again, we see that the Torah is our guiding light. Mitzvos guide us. It's a smaller light. Torah is a bigger light. But the goal is that Torah should make me into what? It should bring me to the point that at the end of my life, according to who? According to Rav Chista. Rav Chista? Yeah, Rav Chista. Or according to Rav Nachman, that it should inspire me to be a God-fearing person. Or according to Marzutra, it should inform my halachic practice. It's all pointing me in the same direction, guiding me on that path to rise above the guf, to rise above the physical trappings of this world, to experience and to earn a place in Olam Haba. Ki haTorah hi hametzarif es ha'adam lotzio min ha-teva. Because Torah refines me to be more than Teva, to transcend the guf. Again, there's so much Chanukah Torah here. Again, Chanukah is gematria guf, because the victory of Chanukah, the zelu mazeh of guf, is Chanukah. Chanukah is the shem and the oil that represents the neshama, which is always rising up. You mix in oil, it always rises. It separates itself and rises up. Umor lo derech ha-nivdal. Torah represents, again, that separated path, that abstract, divine path. Shunochach Hashem lizdabik bo yizbarach. Ubeprat misha shona halachos heim apsokim va'adinim shehem halacha. And here we get a little taste of the Maharal's philosophy. How important it is not to learn Torah simply in an abstract way. The Maharal is very upset that Tosfos was printed on the page of the Gemara. Tosfos is abstract lumdus. Why isn't the Rush on the page? Why isn't the Riff on the back of the Gemara on the page? Halacha l'maisa. How do we paskim? Right? That's how a person lives Torah. That's what he talks about at length in his Nesiv HaTorah. V'halacha hi aderech ha-yosher b'Torah. Halacha is living the Torah. V'lekach hi molicha sa'odim b'derech ha-yosher. It guides me in a path that leads me directly to be mizdabek bo yizvarach, to cling to Hashem. Lo shar chachmas, not like other chachmas. Again, I study philosophy, it doesn't necessarily inform my practical life. I study Torah, halacha informs how I live my life. Ve'ilu dvarim amukam ma'od, again, this is a very deep idea, that halacha is really the MS and the yashras of Torah. V'day b'zeh l'misha mevin dvarim elo alamitasam. But that's sufficient for those who understand the truth of these ideas. Okay, so we've been zoicha to conclude the parak, Baruch Hashem. And Amir Tzashem can continue on Tuesday night with Parak Tezvav. But Baruch Hashem, Maharal continues to guide us on that path of Torah, of Or, of Dveikus Bahashem.